from Victoria's racing heartland, the show dedicated to keeping Victoria country racing strong. Welcome to Coffee Country with Harry Coffey, Maggie Payne and Gareth Hall. Where we belong, country
race is strong, it's got it all. What's the best one?
The best one, Swan Hill.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Swan Hill.
Most underrated country carnival in Australia.
There's Mitch Beer. He would know because he goes to every Country Cup carnival as we welcome you back to RSN Central. And this Coffee Country, Maggie Payne and also Harry Coffey join me. Hello to you, Maggie. Does that get you excited ahead of the Swan Hill Carnival?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm recovered from Warrnambool now, so I'm excited for Swan Hill. I think Mitch has, you know, hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah, he wants to come. He wants to be part of RSN Central on the Friday, and I think we'll get him out to the Ultima Hotel on the Saturday night as well. And, of course, Harry Coffey is brought to you by the Ultima Hotel. And, Harry, I tell you what, it's not far away. You must be getting excited to show off your own backyard to everybody out there.
Yes, very keen for the carny coming up, but excited. Probably not the right word. It's nervous. Everyone will be expecting me to put on a real clinic. 100%. And I tell you what, I don't have many bullets to fire yet. So what have we got? Two to three weeks to find some good rides so that I can put on a show, because you're coming up, aren't you, G-Man? So that's one bloke I'll have to keep happy.
Yep.
And, I don't have any rides yet in the majors, so maybe we could have a little job for all the listeners out there to start watching the races for potential Topaz and Swan Hill Cup rides and send in their thoughts, and then I'll ring up the trainers and chase them up. That'd be a good job for our listeners.
We'll ring them up on air to put them on the spot, Harry.
Yes, that's what we should do, definitely. We'll ring Anthony Friedman up for a Topaz ride and see how that goes down. I'm sure that'll be a blast.
We might try Sam, I think. I don't know about Anthony. He might not be fit for radio when he works out what we're trying to do. It is exciting, Harry and Maggie.
Well, you said that about Warrnambool, Harry, and you're the tied leading rider for the whole week, so hopefully you can go back-to-back in these Country Cup carnivals.
Yeah, well, that's right. But I tell you what, I will put the warning out there nice and early. My record at my hometown carnival isn't great. So the more we talk about it, the pressure's building. I'm starting to feel it. So I've got, I think, seven rides today. I still haven't thought about one of them, just driving along thinking about Swan Hill in 3 weeks, as you can imagine. But, it'll be a good week, good weekend. And I'm absolutely wrapped that every time I turn the radio on, Gareth, you're talking about it. So hopefully you're sending the vibes out there to make people get to Swan Hill, because I think it's our first crowd back for a few years. We've had a heap of money injected into the carnival, so there's going to be good fields, and hopefully the nightlife can match it so that you can spread your wings, Gareth, and enjoy the time.
We've had a host of SMSs coming through. A lot of people from the Mallee are turning up, and I'm just giving everybody a warning. I will not be drinking after what happened there at
told me you're going to be at Barrels every night.
Please. I'll be looking after myself. So I might have a couple of cut and draft, but that's about it. It's exciting, Harry, and we'll get Dino Lester. He's our great mate, but he loves you, so we'll get him onto it as well to see if he can find out if we can get any great rides for Hey Coffee, because we need you winning the Swan Hill Cup. Are you booked for the Swan Hill Cup?
No, I'm not booked for anything, so dead serious. Any listeners out there, keep your eye on the fields. Watch.
Yep.
We need horses that are running well over about 1,400 or, 1,400 or a mile in sort of open class on a Saturday.
Beautiful.
See if you can spot one, and we'll ring up and try and get on it for the Swan Hill Cup. So got a few irons in the fire, but we're very open to outside help. It doesn't hurt to have more opinions than one.
Leave it. Coffee Country, Gareth Hall, Maggie Payne and Harry Coffey with you. Jeez, Maggie, I love Casterton on Sunday. It was just terrific to see them to jump over those hedges there in the jumps races at Casterton.
Yeah, it was pretty good, and I thought the coverage was really good, which we don't normally get for Casterton. They normally are at the Bendigo meeting, and the sound of them jumping those live hedges was great, and it was good to see Aaron Carew get the feature there, and feature, I guess, in the jumps racing. He's been here for a couple of years, but to get a feature race like that was great, and the cup going to Christine Pools and Paul Pruska was really good with Brawl Too Strong and Cup.
I know you weren't there on Sunday, Harry, but it looks like it's a really fun day, and that particular day at Casterton, watching the coverage, seems to be getting bigger and better each year.
Yeah, and how good was the jumping from the horses? They were brilliant, especially the Elvison, I don't know how to say his name. I've ridden him, and I don't even know how to say his name. But he put on an absolute clinic. He looked like he could go to the Olympics and go on a cross-country course the way he got around Caston. So it's a really unique race course, and I thought it was showed off really well on Sunday. The coverage was brilliant from racing.com. I was in the jockeys' room at Bendigo, and we all tuned in for every race. We had a great day watching all the races. So it was the Simon Wild show again. But, the star of the show was the next Olympic cross champion from Elvison. Yeah. He was brilliant.
Just on a random tangent, Harry, you talked about you in the jockeys' room between races. On a, regular Sunday, how do you fill in the time, whether people are, I guess, getting ready for races, but there's still a bit of time to fill in there in the jockeys' room?
Yeah, well, on a Sunday is a really, it's the worst day of the week because a lot of the boys have sore heads out of after being, having a Saturday night. So the bunk beds are always full, a bit of head to toe going on, and a couple of Herald Suns getting red and a few stories too from the night before. So a Sunday meeting's a little bit different to your normal meeting. And it's also, there are bigger gaps between races because there's more meetings on. So during the week, we've got half-hour gaps, so everybody's pretty busy. But on a Sunday, she's a pretty long, drawn-out day, and we're always trying to get the people that are running the track to get the footy on the TV. And if that can't happen, we're outside trying to get scores off people because obviously we're not allowed to have our phones. So be a boring old day on a Sunday, but hopefully you can always get a couple of winners out of it, and we're always keeping our eye on the races, and usually this time of year there is some jumps racing, so there's always the odd cheer in that when you're watching an exciting race down south like what was on at Caston Sunday.
We've got Maryborough about 10 or 15 seconds away. Pro consent, Harry, if you do a good job there on Saturday, it could be your Swan Hill Cup ride.
Yes, no, he's the chance of going to the Swan Hill Cup. So Lindsay Smith and Dad are pretty good friends, and Dad gave Lindsay a spray for winning the Swan Hill Cup last year after staying with us and not putting me on. So
yes,
maybe that's some rent getting paid for potential Lindsay coming in 2 weeks. He's trying to get some stables off Dad.
Yeah, and a big spacious track like Swan Hill will suit that galloper. Stay with us, Harry. I know that you've got to get ready for store. You've got a full book of rides today, which is... the listeners are expecting at least one good push for one of your rides. But Gareth Hall, Maggie Payne, Harry Coffey with you with, of course, the Coffee Country on this Thursday. Harry, you need to go. But, geez, you got some nice rides there at Stall this afternoon. You're riding for some of the big guns in Kiramar and David Eustace. You got a ride there for Matty Raymond, Michelle Payne, Andrew Bobbin, Georgie Osbert. So you got plenty of opportunities. But you haven't done the form yet, you were telling us. Is that right?
No, I've done a little bit of form, don't worry. But
yes.
Plenty of star power there. Hopefully one will win. My best ride's probably Senegal there in the first.
Yep.
But she's just been finding it a little bit tough to break through. So she'll need a pretty good ride. She's not exactly what you'd want to be taking at $1.50. And then I'll have to wait all day for my second best ride in the last. So
my girl Gladys.
Top end. Both at the meeting and then get a couple in the middle. That'll be a good day's work.
Yep, you'll get about three or four today, Harry. And you got a couple of nice chances. Pro Cassette will be competitive in that 1,600-metre race there at Flemington on Saturday. Mask Up's unbeaten for Simon Wild. Bam's on fire back from Perth for Maren Eustace. So you got a couple of nice rides there, Harry.
Yeah, really keen to get back on Bam's on fire. She's been a great old mare and actually won her maiden, so it's been a while. She's probably seen more of the world than me if she's been over to Perth and back, because we're not allowed to go there at Gareth. So,
yep.
It'll be good to get back on her, and keen to see how Lindsay's horse goes. And Mask Up's currently emergency, but if he gets in the field, he should run well. I galloped him Tuesday morning at Penshurst for Simon, and he bowled around pretty good, so keen to see how he can go.
You're a star, Harry. Good luck today at Stall. Catch up with you next week.
Yep, look forward to it, and we need some June Carnival rides, Gareth.
No, the phone's going off already, mate, so I think we'll be right. We might just have to choose a couple now. It's been that busy.
Righto, mate.
Good
stuff. See you,
Maggie. Good on you, Harry. Maggie Payne, we've got plenty to look forward to this week.
as we do each and every week. It's probably a bit on the quiet side with no country cups or features this week, but we're just building towards Swan Hill and other cups. But today we're racing at Stawell with Pakenham Night Racing. Tomorrow we're off to Geelong and Cranbourne at night. Saturday we're at Warwicknabeal and Sunday at Wangaratta. So
yeah,
a big week.
It's a good meeting there at Warwicknabeal on Saturday, having a look at the fields, and then Sunday at Wangaratta. And then, of course, we're about to have a meeting after the show organising what we're going to do there at Swan Hill. We'll be live there from the track ahead of Topaz Day on the Friday. And then, of course, we'll be having a bit of a night out at the Ultima Hotel. We'll head to the races, and then we've got buses from Swan Hill to Ultima, and we should have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. And yep, we just got to get Harry that cup-winning ride and then end the Topaz, and he can take the Coromandel Cup on the Saturday as well. So yeah,
he'll win everything, Harry.
He will. But no, looking forward to that weekend. And if anyone can get to Swan Hill, make sure you're quick because the tickets are selling really fast.
Good on you, Maggie.
Thanks,
a star.
Garrett.
There's Maggie Payne there. We'll take a quick break. The Form Express coming your way next.